Blog Talk Radio.
Tell her
towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Bulwarks are defensive walls. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generations following. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our God even to death. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 48. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer before we get into today's reading. Let's lift our heads up to God and pray. You pray your prayer while I pray this prayer. Our Father God in heaven, in your Son's name, I pray this prayer. I come thanking you for allowing us sheep, that includes me too, to pray our prayers. Thank you for your love, for your constant protection from the evil one, from all things that are plotted against us. Our Father God, we thank you for keeping natural disasters away from or out of Detroit, Michigan. And you say your city, sheep. Thank you, Father God, for your protection from the oppressors who are plotting and manipulating to lease land from Detroit or have a partnership with the city of Detroit. Officials who do not own the city of Detroit. As always, Father God, thank you for giving us sane mind, excellent health, love, peace, family, education, wealth, courage, and prosperity in all things. Amen. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome, everybody. Happy Sabbath, the only biblical day of the week designated for rest and to keep holy. You are to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your notepad or paper, pen or pencil. Let me share with you what I have been thinking about. I got into a conversation with someone, and I was talking about, well, we're supposed to keep the Sabbath holy and rest. So I'm trying to understand, what is it that this person does not understand about keeping the Sabbath day, which is a Saturday, holy and rest? To keep it holy means to me, you go to your church on Saturday. You're keeping it holy. And after that, you rest. You cook up your food on Friday so that you won't have to cook on Saturday. But what I've done was, I went to my Webster's New College Dictionary, copyrighted in 2001, 1999, 1995, and this is what I looked up. I looked up the days of the week. I looked up Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week, and it says, and the Christian Sabbath. Well, I happen to disagree with that. My Sabbath is the Saturday that's found in Exodus chapter 20, verses, 3 through 17. That's my Sabbath. So it's important that we begin to read and understand what is written. Again, my Sabbath is not on the first day of the week. It is the seventh day of the week. That's in the book of Exodus. Let's see. It is from Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, where you can find it also in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. According to Webster's 2, New College Dictionary, copyright 2001, 1995, Sunday, the first day of the week, Monday, the second day of the week, Tuesday, the third day of the week, Wednesday, the fourth day of the week, Thursday, the fifth day of the week, Friday, the sixth day of the week, and Saturday, the seventh day of the week, and is the biblical Sabbath for Christians, as far as I am concerned. I just happen to disagree with Webster's College Dictionary at that point. I also have been reading the Bible. And in Matthew, there was Matthew 19 and 16, there was a young person that asked, what is it that you have to do in order to inherit eternal life? And that is, Jesus gave out several commandments, and he did not give them all, but he gave out the commandments, which means to me, and you have a choice. You are to follow the commandments in order to have eternal life. Well, the young man had said, well, he had done all these things from his youth. Then Jesus told him, well, to sell your stuff and give it to the poor, and then follow me. Well, it's easy for me to follow Jesus because I don't have anything. I don't have riches like that young man to follow him. We, in life, we have choices to make. If we want eternal life, we follow Jesus. And I'm going to tell you to choose to read the Bible. Another thing that I looked up was Easter Sunday. Easter. We read the book of Daniel a few months past, and it talks about the abomination of desolation. And I'm thinking that Easter is in the month of April. I did find it. I've been reading Exodus. And in Exodus chapter 13, verses 3 through 10, it mentions the month of Abib. It's spelled A-B-I-B. And I'm thinking that is the month of April. And that's when Jesus was, murdered or executed, killed on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that's the date us Christians, us people who are followers of Jesus, should celebrate. Well, I've spoken about that a little. What I wanted to tell you that I've been reading the Bible. So let us go to the book of Isaiah. That's the book that I'm going to start reading from. And hopefully our Father in heaven will allow us to read the entire 66 books of Isaiah so that we will know that when we read the book of Daniel, talked about the abomination of desolation, that there are days that are man-made that we should not celebrate. And there are discrepancies. Like when we celebrate Easter, it says that Jesus was to rise in the third day. And, of course, I believe he rose. But It was not on the Good Friday. The Good Friday, I believe, is a lie. We have been perpetrated on this. There's like a lie that's been going on and on and on. What we are, I am searching for the truth. I want to, when I die, I want to go to heaven because I've caught enough hell on this earth from the oppressor. And I just don't believe that, according to the scriptures in the Bible, and I believe most of the Bible, some of it I do not agree with. And that's that's you. You will have to make that decision. God gives us a choice. We choose between what we believe, we say, and what we do. And I happen to believe that God told me to feed his sheep. And now it's time for us to start reading so that I won't lose much more of the 30 minutes that God has allotted me. Let's read. Turn to the book of Isaiah, and we're going to start reading at chapter 1, verse 1. And excuse me for a moment, I have to burp. Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jonathan, I might be mispronouncing that name, Jotham, J-O-T-H-A-M, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Rebel means to resist the authority, you know, as a parent, you tell your child to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and that child is brutal and don't want to do it. That's resisting your authority. Let's pick up reading at verse 3. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. My other Bible says, my people do not understand. Alas, alas means an expression of grief. Sinful nation. As people laden means to be weighed down with iniquity. Iniquity, that's sin. A brood of evildoers. Brood is like a litter. You know how a cat has 5 or 6 kittens, or a dog has several puppies. That's what a brood is. And Isaiah is saying, a brood of evildoers. We are a whole bunch of evildoers, children of evildoers. The children are evildoers, that's what he's saying. Children who are corruptors. They have forsaken. That means they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked, they have aroused, incited him to anger, the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backwards. All right, remember that word backwards. And if I can remember, I will tell you what I think that means. I should read a little further. Why should you be stricken? Again, my other Bible says, beaten again. You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. Faints means lose consciousness. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness. Soundness means lack of logic. There's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises that are putrefied sores. Well, putrefying sores. That putrefy, that means decay, a rot smell. They have not been closed, the putrefying sores. You know, the Bible used big words to me. Putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with anointment. Your country is desolate. Desolate means to be wasted or empty, deserted. Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land in your presence. And that's what's trying to happen in Detroit today. And it is desolate. It's waste. It's overthrown by strangers. So the daughters of Zion left as a booth in a vineyard, as a hut in the garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Besieged means encircled or surrounded. Useless to the Lord of hosts has left to us a very small remnant. Remnant are small survivors of whatever disaster. We would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. God is telling you he started those sacrifices. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand? This man made up. God hasn't required that. But at least this is what my interpretation of what he's saying. He says, when you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand? Referring to the burnt offerings of the rams, the fat of the fed cow. To trample my course, bring no more futile sacrifices. Futile means meaningless or useless. Incense and abomination to me. Let me read verse 13 again. Bring no more futile sacrifices, incense and an abomination to me. Abomination means disgust me or he hates it. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meetings. Let me read that again, verse 13 in its entirety, because it appears that I'm reading it wrong. Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the callings of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meetings, the new moons, and your appointed feasts. My soul hates. Okay, I'm saying the appointed feast. He says an appointed feast. And he's saying here, Isaiah is saying that God hates his soul, hates that. And that brings me back to the book of Daniel, the abomination of desolation. Man-made laws, man-made rules. And again, Good Friday, if you kill Jesus on Friday, there's no way that he could be raised up on the third day. Sunday would not be the first day of the week, as it is written in I guess it's in Matthew 27, when Jesus cried out and yielded up his spirit, in the third hour, or was it the sixth hour, the ninth hour, that in Matthew 27, I read in verse 46, somewhere around there. So I want you all to think about Easter and think about Good Friday, because I'm thinking that that date is wrong. Jesus had to be murdered or killed on a Thursday in order for him to rise up on that first day. That's just my thinking, see. That's just Sandra Harris thinking. Let's continue reading. Pick up at verse 14. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away your evil of your doing. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Reprove in my view means disapprove the oppressor. The oppressor is an unjust manner or a cruel manner in which you treat your people, which is, I'm thinking, state government is treating the city of Detroit right now, because it will not pay it, the city of Detroit, the money it owes. But my focus is on what God said. I'm just trying to make a comparison to what Isaiah is saying and what is going on in our city, my beloved city of Detroit, that I believe God has blessed. Plead for the widow. Let's pick up verse 17 again. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Reprove the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. I'm going to stop at verse 18. We're going to pick up there. And let me just draw my line to start here. Next time, listen, sheep, I want you to feel as well as I do in my own age. I want you to go purchase this book called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. It's spelled E-A-D-I-E. And let us have a closing prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, for giving us your son, protect us from the evil one, and give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Listen, sheep, remember to take God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. In their heart.
you down. And I know